she gives us of being able to come together and encourage one another. Amen. Yeah, I know there's a lot of things that we do that are not necessarily commanded in the Bible, but I found them to be spiritually beneficial. I found them to be things that help me in living my Christian life, and for that reason, I'm thankful for them. And one of them is a midweek service. I don't know about you, but I get pretty wrung out spiritually in the world we live in pretty quick. I mean, it's a lot of things pressing. And it's good to come together and pause and be reminded of God's goodness, get things back in proper perspective, if you will. When you're out here in the world, things get so huge, don't they? I mean, things on the job, things that's going on in relationships, they get huge. And sometimes they need to be brought back in and get a spiritual perspective so that they're brought back into proper context. It don't mean they're not big deals. It don't mean they don't need dealt with. But it does give us proper context. And I'm thankful for that. Amen? Amen. I pray for this. It seems to me to have been a particularly bad year for sinus. Now, I don't know about you if you don't deal with it, but it seems to me that it's been worse than usual. But you pray for me. God will help us tonight. If you want to turn, you're going to go to Romans 12th chapter. I usually try very hard just to encourage you on Wednesday night. But tonight I have a little bit more of a challenge for you, a little bit more instruction. As I said, as I live life, things that come my way, what I have to deal with spiritually, I find that most people have to deal with spiritually in one form or another. And this is one of the biggies. I know I was looking at it and looked back through my notes. I know I've spoke similar things many times, but it's one of the areas that I find is difficult to stay where we ought to be as Christians. Romans the 12th chapter, if you want to turn while I pray. Heavenly Father, it's a privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your goodness through another day, for your watchful care, for your help in many situations. Now help us as we look into your word that we might be strengthened and encouraged. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things that bothers me most in this life is unfairness. Unfairness. If you've been at basketball games with you, at times I have difficulty not expressing my view on unfairness and other walks of life. Many times things happen, things are done that just ain't right. They're not fair, right? Whether you're a Christian or not, unfairness bothers us. It troubles us. Unfairness causes us to have feelings of anger and indignation. I mean, it stirs us up, right? Leaves us feeling irritated, restless. I mean, unfairness, especially when you can't make it right, unfairness has a way of really bothering us. And that's a good thing. Really, it is. It's part of being created in the image of God. Our conscience is offended at things that are wrong, right? I mean, and unfairness. It ought to be offended at what's wrong. We ought not be able to see unfairness and wrong without it disturbing us in some way. Our sense of good, our sense of right, our sense of holiness is offended by unfairness. Yet, there's a right and a wrong way to deal with unfairness for dealt in life. Amen? There is a right way to deal with it, even though it's natural that indignation comes up, anger is natural to that, there's still a right and a wrong way to deal with it. And I find that I need reminded of this, because there's a lot of unfairness in the world, and it stirs me, and I need reminded the right way to respond to it. Romans the 12th chapter, verse 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. Rather give place unto wrath, for it's written, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. This passage sounds so simple to read, but when unfairness has been done to you, when you find yourself on the wrong end of unfairness, it is a difficult thing to put into practice. Yet it's one of the ways of keeping our peace and making sure that we do what is pleasing in God's sight. It says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. There's a good starting point. We're instructed here not to repay evil with evil. You all know what the first response is when we get wronged. What is it? Little kids on up know it, right? We're going to get even. I mean, that's when we're wrong, that is the first response. We're going to get even. We're going to even the score. We're going to pay them back, right? As Christians, though, we're instructed not to get even, not to pay back evil for evil. Our passage tells us, provide things honest in the sight of all men. Other translations of that, provide things honest for all in the sight of all men, says, take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. Have respect for what is right in the sight of all men. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everybody. You know what all that's saying? It's saying that we ought to make sure we respond in a way that is fitting one who has taken the name of Christ. Amen? That our response is fitting of one who calls themselves a Christian. We're representing Christ for a watching world. Amen? There's something more important than our own rights and getting even. And that's the reputation of Jesus Christ and His salvation. Amen? We're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, we carry the obligation of representing Christ. Whether we like it or not, that's who we are as Christians. That's our calling, is to represent Christ. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. That's saying as much as it depends on you. Seek to be at peace with everyone. It means do our part to see that peace and right relationships are maintained as much as lies within us. 1 Thessalonians 5:15 gives us similar instruction. It says, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Again, the same admonition, don't seek revenge, don't seek repay. Instead, do good, both to those in the church, which tells me things do come up among believers, and to all men. Amen? So instead of seeking revenge, instead of seeking to even the score, we're to be good to our enemies. Romans 12:19 that we read says, dearly beloved, and this is tough. Now let me tell you, it's hard enough to hold your tongue and withhold yourself from even the score. Now this takes us a step in the other direction, doesn't it? It says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I'll repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. He says, don't seek to avenge yourselves and get even. Instead, leave room for the wrath of God. God's promised to make things right. He don't need us leaping in. You ever had that with your kids when they get in a fuss? And if better this, let it be, you could have corrected and taken care of it. But the second one retaliates against the first, and then it's such a mess that you ain't got room to properly discipline because there's wrong on all sides, right? You can't avenge the one that was wrong to begin with because of their actions in retaliation. And I think sometimes we leave God in that predicament, that we react in such a way that we kind of tie God's hands of what He can do. Therefore, He says, do good to our enemies. Now remember, these are people that's done us wrong, right? I mean, that's the context. These are people that have done us wrong. These are not just people that, for some reason, we don't like. These are people that's done us wrong. But He said, do good, for in so doing we heap coals of fire on their head. I believe this primarily refers to condemning their conscience. Amen? That in, when they know they've done wrong, and you treat them good, it condemns their conscience and perhaps leading to repentance. Now listen, as much as when people offend us, we want to see them get what's coming to them, the real desire of our heart ought to be to see them repent and make it right with God. Amen? Shouldn't that be our attitude toward everybody? Even if they've wronged us, should that not be our attitude, that we want them to see them get right? Amen? Be right with God. Matthew 5:43, you've heard it's been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. We are truly to be different. Amen? Not just to talk it, but we're to live differently. We're to be different from those who don't know God. We have a change of heart, a heart of love, free from ill will, free from evil intents. Amen? And that's the way we are to live. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one for another. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil, railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil. Do good. Let him seek peace. Ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayer. For the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Notice the attitudes we're to have. Seek peace. Amen. Be compassionate. Be sympathetic. Not repay evil for evil. Trade insults. Instead, we're to bless. Knowing this is our calling. That's our calling in life. Those who want to enjoy life will be careful what they say and do. That's what the Scripture's telling us. Amen. Stay away from evil, do good, seek peace, go after it. God watches over those that do right and will answer their prayers. But God's against those who do evil, even if that evil is in retaliation for a wrong done to us. Amen? It's still evil. Now, do good, don't avenge yourself, but then trust God to do what's right. Here's why we can. You know why you can leave it alone? Why you don't have to even it up, why you don't have to make sure? Because we have a God. We have a Heavenly Father. He said, we can trust God to see that justice is done. That's part of our confidence in God's love and care for us. I don't have to fight my battles. He takes care of it. Amen? We can pray, repay evil with good because of our trust in God. Knowing this, nobody getting away with nothing. Nobody in the long run is getting away with anything. God is a God of justice. Yes, he is merciful and loving. But ones who don't make right their wrongs, God will someday deal with injustice. And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Amen? Amen. Believe me, it is a fearful thing. And nobody, who hasn't made their wrongs right is going to stand justified before God. Amen? That's a sobering thought, isn't it? Dear beloved, avenge not yourselves, give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God has promised to see that justice will be done. We see that in the book of Revelation, Revelation 6:9. When he'd opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them were slain for the word of God, for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And God told them to rest a little while. The time was coming. He was going to avenge their blood. Though he tarry long, God will avenge. Amen. Luke 18, God shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them, I tell you, he'll avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth. Amen. For God to be truly holy demands that he answer as quickly as it's proper. God will avenge as quickly as it is right. Amen? And we can leave it in God's hands and trust his justice and fairness. In his time and his way, God will take care of it. Ain't nobody getting away with nothing. Amen? Now, they may appear to be. They may appear to be prospering. They may appear to be doing well. But this is God's world. he will see. He's a holy God. Ones who do not cover their sins with the death of Jesus Christ and find real repentance and make their rights wrong, or wrongs right, make the wrongs right. Those that don't do that, God will deal with. Amen? I have that confidence in him. Be not overcome evil, but overcome evil with good. Well, how do we overcome? How are we going to get overcome by evil? What's the danger when somebody does us wrong? You can't separate us from God, right? Romans tells us, nay, and all those things, we're more than conquerors. Can't separate us from God. What's the danger? The danger is in our response to the evil done to us. Amen? It can cause us to sin by getting even. Cause us to sin in what we say in anger. Cause us to hold anger and bitterness. Hebrews 12:14, follow peace with all men in holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Amen? Give it to God. I mean, really? Give it over to God. Now, that don't mean you continue to put yourself in harm's way. It don't mean you become a doormat. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, and it doesn't mean if it's a criminal case, you don't pursue legal action against them. What it's against is us taking it in our own hands and we're going to even the score. That's what it's against. And our greatest danger in this is the words and the attitudes that we have. Amen. Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Be ye kind-hearted to one another, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Amen? Not just to hold ourselves in check, but to truly overcome evil with good, we need to leave the situation in God's hands. Truly give it to Him. Trust God. Trust His holiness. Amen? And continue to live for Him. Just look up and say, God, you know all about it. I'm trusting you to take care of it. I'm doing what I think pleases you, and I'll leave it in your hands to deal with as you see fit. And if we never see, observe with our eyes, God dealing with them, that don't mean God ain't dealing with them. Amen? And it may be that when we stand before the judgment bar, in that great judgment day, there is going to be nothing more fearful to hear than depart from me, ye that do evil, and watch them slip off into a lost eternity. No more terrifying scene in all the world. Amen? And in that day, if they haven't made their wrong right and they slip off into a lost eternity, we're not going to feel like, boy, I wish I'd have got even with them. Amen. We're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your grace to save me. Amen. Because none of that's going to amount to anything in that day. Don't put yourself at risk. Amen. For somebody else's sin. Do you hear me? Don't put yourself at risk for somebody else's sin. Because that's a trick of Satan to lure you in to doing something that ain't right. Injustice will happen in this life because people sin. And when people sin, usually innocent people get hurt, right? I mean, that's just the way it works. But don't allow the wrongs done to us to cause us to get in problems with God. Amen? Let's stand back and leave matters in God's hand. And again, like I said, it doesn't mean you shouldn't pursue justice in a court of law. It doesn't mean you shouldn't make demands that people do behave right when they're not in some cases. But it forbids us jumping in and trying to avenge, punish, even the score. Amen? And thereby our spirit be defiled. Does that make sense? Now, I tell you what. This all sounds real simple. And I years ago, I read these scriptures and I would teach on them. And it was easy. If you've ever had wrong done to you, these scriptures look a lot tougher. They are not as easy to just blow through and say, "Why, sure, of course we'd do that." And I understand that. But my burden in my heart in the last several months has been that let's really be Christians. We have tons of head knowledge. We know a lot of Scripture. But let's make certain that we're doing what the Scriptures instruct us to do. That we really be what is described in the Bible as ones who know the Lord. Amen? Amen. May God bless you. Appreciate each one of you in the service tonight. May God bless you the coming week. Remember the main request. I do have one item that we need to take care of.